Now, for those few unfortunate patients who actually do develop congestive heart failure while they're receiving chemotherapy and trastuzumab, usually I guess it's going to be including an anthracycline. What's the natural history in those women? What happens to those patients?
Well, the good news is that it doesn't appear to be quite the devastating cardiac toxicity that can be seen with the cumulative effects of an anthracycline. In that cumulative effects of anthracyclines have been in general associated with really long-term deficits in left ventricular ejection fraction. In the patients in the trastuzumab trials, what was seen was a fairly rapid recovery of the left ventricular ejection fraction, and in most patients, a resolution of any signs or symptoms of congestive heart failure. Now, the problem there is that a number of the patients who had those signs and symptoms resolved were actually taking cardiac meds, and were still taking cardiac meds 6 months later. Now, whether or not that was strictly due to the fact they really needed to, or there was just conservatism on the part of the physicians, is not really completely clear to me. But I think one of the things that we can't reassure patients about yet is about what the long-term effects of trastuzumab are, because we simply don't have enough patients in the adjuvant arena that have been followed for a long time. All of these trials have less than 5 years of follow-up, as reported at least as of early May in 2007. So I don't think you can absolutely reassure patients. And I think one of the things that is a thing that actually haunts us a little bit is the possibility that, you know, there might be some injury that would show up years later. I have to say that one of the more interesting pieces of work was done by Dr. Sharon Giano. And although it doesn't actually relate directly to trastuzumab, it does relate to anthracyclines. And what she did is she did, in the Medicare population, took that database of reports of illness and expenses from illness and united it with the SEER registry so that they could track who had had breast cancer and what kind of therapies they'd gotten. Now, this is in the older part of the population, 65 years and older. But what she found was much higher rates of congestive heart failure than have been reported in the clinical trials. And it's not absolutely clear why that's happening, but, you know, the idea that it's 0.5% to 1%, I mean, she was seeing rates of 5% to 10% in some of the older patient groups. And that's really very troubling to us. And a lot of this was delayed. It wasn't actually acute therapy. And I think this points out that for many of the new therapies, we don't really have long-term follow-up. And there's the potential for some nasty surprises down the road. And one hopes that that's not the case with trastuzumab, but you can't tell a patient in an absolute reassuring way that we know what the 10-year imports are. But then again, if I have a patient that does develop some evidence of left ventricular ejection fraction, I reassure them that almost no one dies of this, and that most people actually have any signs or symptoms resolved within 6 months. And that, as far as we know right now, there are not long-term consequences. But in fact, we don't really have data one way or another about the long-term consequences.